Next up on, we'll be speaking to Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who is joining us to give his response to the headline at this morning's Irish Independent, which says one in five on waiting list turns down council home. The paper reports that over 5,000 offers of social housing were refused in the past 2 years, with a variety of reasons given. The analysis from the Irish Independent reveals, they say that as many as two in five offers were refused last year alone, according to a county-by-county breakdown. Reasons for offers being refused included houses being too small, lacking garden or parking space, or being located too close to an ex-partner. We're joined on the line by Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who spoke to Gerry on this show back in February, when he got similar figures from Kerry County Council, which revealed the relatively high numbers of people who had turned down social housing in this county. Good morning to you, Jackie, and thanks for joining us. What is your reaction to this report in the Irish Independent? This is a nationwide report. It's not just limited to Kerry, I should say.
Yeah, good morning to you, Tressa, and to all your listeners. I suppose it doesn't really surprise me, because I suppose when I originally obtained figures from Kerry County Council in relation to the number of offers and refusals in Kerry in 2022, of which there was 584 offers made and over and 137 refusals, which in my mind is quite high, especially when the reasons for refusals are given, one which is a bit comically that there was no space for their motorbike. But I suppose when you look at some of the unreasonable refusals, I also do and always have acknowledged that there is, of course, very reasonable refusals. I have often come across cases where a totally unsuitable house, for whatever reason, may have been offered to a family that might have a child with complex needs, and that the house simply wouldn't be suitable. Now, to be fair, Kerry County Council would often deem those refusals then, upon explanation, as reasonable refusals. But I suppose where we get into the territory of what is deemed reasonable and unreasonable, like, we, of course, everybody would love to be able to get one of the brand new houses that are being built, not just in Kerry, but in any of the counties that are figured here today. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. There simply isn't enough new houses for everybody. And to be refusing a perfectly good house just because it's second-hand and might have been lived in before, that to me is unreasonable, especially when we're in such a housing crisis, not just in Kerry, but across the country at the moment. And when you see some counties that have upwards of over 35% refusal rate in the likes of Kildare, I mean, it beggars belief. And I see from reading the article this morning, which isn't exactly correct, where it says there was a lecturer from Maynooth University who said that, for example, a family with two children may have been offered a one-bedroom apartment. To be honest, in my experience in Kerry County Council anyway, and that's all I can speak for, that's not the case. Because when you qualify for housing with Kerry County Council, a housing assessment is done of your needs, and you're appropriately qualified for whatever number of bedrooms that would mean. So where there's three people in a household and they're only being allocated one-bedroom houses, but that's a clear flaw in the system, and that would be something that I would definitely question as to whether that's happening or not, because it certainly isn't my experience in Kerry. But like I say, where you have reasonable refusals, there's plenty of unreasonable ones, as I would say. You know, just because you mightn't like an area. Or, you know, I'd love if we were in a situation, Tressa, where Kerry County Council could put a catalogue up in front of people and say, pick your choice. But unfortunately, that's not the reality of the situation that we're in. And where you have people who are refusing houses, I have 10 people that would gladly bite the arm off the council to get one of the houses that are being refused. And obviously, look, these houses don't just vanish. They obviously are reallocated and given. But I think there has to be a bit more reality as well when it comes to, you know, what is achievable for people to be able to obtain. And look, I totally understand it, and I empathise 100% that these are people's homes. They, you know, they have the security of tenure in them. But they're also not paying the massive rents that, you know, people, we say my own age, who are out there in the world and don't qualify for social housing are being subjected to. You know,
is it possible to give an example of the typical rent? It may not be possible that you are paying if you get housing from Kerry County Council.
Well,
what does it range from?
We have a maximum rent, I believe, in Kerry, and I believe this is correct. So I'm open to correction, but I believe the maximum rent in Kerry is €80 per week.
Okay.
But the average would obviously be less than that.
So Kerry seems to be keeping in with national trends around one-fifth refusals in Kerry, which seems to be in line with trends in terms of housing refusals. Now, do we have to be careful? And I'm just even conscious of thinking of myself bringing it up, that when we talk about these refusals, that is there a danger that in some way we might be othering or condemning people who come from poorer backgrounds? Rory Hearn, the lecturer on housing at Maynooth mm-hmm. University, the very well known, he was quoting the story, and he said, for example, people might go, oh, why are they turning down, for example, some of the refusals relate to not being close to school or transport. And he said, if you are on lower incomes, you tend to rely more on family support networks for childcare and basic social networks. So Rory Hearn says it's understandable why people would turn down an offer in the hope of getting somewhere appropriate. So that's that refusal that may seem irrational or unreasonable to many, there may be very valid grounds, because they don't have that family or that family may not have the social connections to help out with childcare, for example.
That's absolutely understandable. But again, when you apply for social housing, you get to pick three areas where you wish to live. You don't have to pick all three. So for example, if you're somebody who's applying for social housing or on the social housing list, you can put down your number one and only choice being Tralee, which means the only offer of a house that you will get will be in Tralee. But where I see refusals happening is some people don't want to live in a certain part of Tralee, or they don't want to live on this side of town. And so, because they often don't break down the different areas inside in the town, similar with any other place, and you can select up to three areas of choice, first, second and third. Now, like I say, people often do that, and you're not stuck with those areas of choice, Tressa. If you wish to change your areas of choice at any stage, if your circumstances change, that can be done as well. So, I mean, the social housing assessment that's done, and it's obviously done when you apply for social housing, but it's also done on a yearly basis. So that gives ample opportunity for people to change their needs. They can update their, what they might have, you've often, people are often so long on the housing list, they could have another child or whatever since they've been on the housing list, and they update their file, which means they might qualify for a bigger house. And like that, again, they can change their areas of choice at any stage. So, of course, I understand, because I have them coming to me every single day where people want to live, stay within range of their family and their support network. But that's open to them, because if you apply for a house in the likes of in Castle Island, Castle Island is a lovely buzzing town, but it's not exactly Dublin either. So if you got offered a house in one side of Castle Island, you're not going to be too far away from wherever you're going to need to go. So I suppose that would be my point about that, you know, the areas can, the it's up to you what areas you choose in your application as to where you wish to live.
Yes. And Jackie, just one more. We're just out of time. We just need to go to the next piece. You've explained before that you think choice-based letting is the solution to this. Could you briefly explain what that means?
Choice-based letting, the way I would describe it, it's like a daft.ie for local authority houses. Instead of somebody at a desk, or even though I find them very good, the housing officers that we have in the county, they do an excellent job, but instead of the housing officers deciding where they believe is a good fit for you, you instead will be able to log in once a week with your login credentials that you get from Kerry County Council. You will be able to view the houses. You won't be stuck to the areas of choice anymore, Tressa. It will be county-wide. If you're currently renting a place in Tralee and you want to live if you want to move to Kinmare, if a house comes up there, you can put in that you register your interest in that house. You will be able to see the house. There will be pictures of the house. Therefore, it'll be you making the informed decision as to whether this is a good fit for you, rather than you getting an offer and then having to go look at a house to see if you actually think it's a good fit or not.
Thank you for explaining that so clearly. We've been speaking to Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who's been giving his reaction to the Irish Independent story this morning that nationally, 1 in 5 on waiting lists are turning down council homes.